to The Divine Breadcrumb with your hosts, Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen. Carol and Deb have always believed the universe helps people on their path by sending signs, clues, or what they call divine breadcrumbs. A divine breadcrumb can create both small and massive shifts in a person's life. On this podcast, Carol and Deb will speak with authors, healers, entrepreneurs, and other amazing people across the globe to discuss these pivotal moments. So get ready to learn, to love, and to laugh. And remember, the universe always provides if you allow it to. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Carol. Deb and I are so excited to tell you about our new online program, Life Flip. What is Life Flip? Well, it's a methodology which examines your life experiences and builds on them to create the life you want, a life in complete alignment with your higher self. It's like flipping a house, using the foundation and good bones and creating something even more beautiful. Think of it as you 2.0. Some of you may be thinking, well, I have no idea what I want to do. I just know I don't want to be here. Well, Life Flip marries personal discovery work with business expertise, giving you the roadmap to go from where you are now to where you want to be. Whether you're just starting on this path or you're already on it and simply need some guidance, Life Flip can help you get there. To register, go to thedivinebreadcrumb.com, click the services tab, and click on Life Flip. You can do this, and it's not too late. Hello, everyone. I'm Carol.
This is Deb. Welcome back to The Divine Breadcrumb.
Okay, so you guys know that one of our favorite topics is manifestation. Today, our guest is Melissa Caprio. During a tough point in Melissa's life, one night, just as she was falling asleep, she heard a very clear, loud message in her head, postcards to the universe. She immediately got up, turned on her computer, and bought every domain with that name she could. And then she didn't do anything for a year. But in true divine breadcrumb fashion, Melissa started to meet people who helped her get more clarity on what she wanted to do, or books would literally fall into her lap with information she needed to know. And now Melissa is an author, radio host of Postcards to the Universe, creator of Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, as well as a talented photographer. Melissa's inspiration comes from a desire to have a forum where people can come together in creative ways for global change. She's currently giving workshops on photography, art, transformation, and manifestation. Melissa's book, Postcards from the Universe, teaches the reader to have an open dialogue with the universe, get clear on what they want, and harness their spiritual power. Melissa guides her clients on how to create a unique postcard to bring their intentions to the next level and accelerate the manifestation process. Clearly, Melissa is very much on our page, and we're anxious to dive in. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being invited. Thank you.
Absolutely. Maybe if you could give us some brief background, maybe tell us a little bit about the trajectory of your life and the divine breadcrumbs along the way.
There are divine breadcrumbs, that's for sure. So yeah, I am a fine art photographer. So that was my passion. And I had a photography gallery for a little while, and I taught photography. And then talking about divine breadcrumbs, I manifested working with dolphins as a photographer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm jealous already.
Well, when I was a kid, and I tell this story a lot because manifestation is what it's about. And we're always manifesting whether we realize it or not. So I like to tell this story about how it works. And I use obviously what happened to me to show people and make you think like, well, how have I manifested things in my life? So when I was a kid, I really wanted to be a marine biologist. And I was obsessed with Jacques Cousteau, and I used to watch all the videos videos and the PBS specials when I was a little girl. And just, you know, life happened. We moved a couple times. I had a teacher who was very misogynistic and sort of took the wind out of my sails about women being, you know, scientists and a marine biology. And then boys became important, and you know, so everything sort of like happened, but I still always had this thing about the ocean and especially dolphins. Like if I was going to do it, that's what I wanted to study, the dolphins. So fast forward many years later, I'm a photographer. I have a photo gallery and I have a sister who is developmentally disabled. So I would do, I did a documentary series about my sister and about the programs that she was in and other people that lived in group homes. And I would go and I would photograph that. And I started to kind of get bored with the project. It was like the same kind of photos over and over again. And I just so happened to see on, I think it was Animal Planet, there was a gentleman who had a dolphin assisted therapy program in the Florida Keys. I live in Fort Lauderdale, and that's only 80 miles away. So I wrote him a letter and asked if I could come down and observe. And he said, of course. And I asked if I could bring my camera. And he said, yeah, please bring your camera. If we get permission from some of the families, you can photograph, just give the family some pictures. So I did that a couple of times and they really liked me. They liked my style. I was not intrusive. So he, about the fourth time I was there, he took me to lunch and he offered me a job as a staff photographer.
Wow.
Right? And I worked there for 7 years. So every single day I got to experience dolphins. So the universe heard me because my original intention was I have a desire to be with dolphins and work with dolphins. So it came in a whole different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize any of this even then until much later when I learned about the law of attraction and manifestation. And then the ding, ding, ding went off in my head. And I said, oh my God, because my intention as a child was so strong. And I sent it out there. And the universe said, all right, well, we're not going to do it the marine biology way, but we're going to do it a different way. And it was, I cherish that experience.
And part of what's great about manifestation is you could not have created that solution.
Right.
The universe created that for you. But if you had sat down, you wouldn't have imagined that you could have
never
that job and applied for it. You know what I mean? So that's what's so cool about all of this.
Yeah. I didn't even know that it was an opportunity. I was just doing what I do. And then they just really liked me and my... And I said yes right away. Now, meanwhile, I had a gallery. I was living with somebody, you know, I didn't even have the discussions with my partner and my boyfriend at the time. I just said, yes, I'll figure it out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
When those kinds of things come mm-hmm. up, you just know that it's meant to be and you just jump in. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. It was meant to be.
Oh my God, I love that story.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I liked it because then a lot of people will think back in their life and they'll go, oh yeah, I remember when I really wanted X, Y, or Z and then I got what I wanted, you know, maybe it showed up differently years later or maybe or very soon. Like I believe kids are master manifestors because they live in the present.
Yeah.
You know, so they set their desire and intention out and they don't sit and think about the how, when, why, like we do as adults, right? That's what yeah. we do.
And the other thing, kids don't think that it's not possible.
Exactly.
Right? Because everything's still magic. So of course it's possible.
Yes, of course. Of course. And that's what we as adults have to sort of retrain ourselves to get back to that childlike feeling that it is magical. And having faith that it's coming. It may not show up the way you think, but it's coming.
Right.
Exactly.
So you've touched on this a little already, but in, you know, in the circles that Carol and I spend our time in, we hear the word manifestation a lot because everybody's talking about it. What does it mean to you and how does it work in our lives?
Well, what it means to me is that wherever we are, it has a lot to do with our energetic, where we are energetically. So I'm really conscious of looking at where I'm at. I'm not saying I have good days every day because I don't, but you're a match for something energetically. So let's say you want this promotion in your career, but you feel like you don't deserve it. You can want it. You can say your affirmations. You can do all that stuff. But if you don't believe that you deserve it, so you match it in an energetic way, it's not going to come to you. So we have to really, it's always an inside job. Manifestation is an inside job. It's like the universe wants you to be happy. It wants you to have everything that you want. We just have to work on ourselves to bring up our energy so we can match those things that we want.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And I think so many times it's a subconscious belief. Mm-hmm. So kind of how do we get to that?
Oh God, yeah. So I talk about that a lot in the book. Just briefly, so I ended up, when I lived in the Keys, I got married, I had a house down there, and I had the job, and everything sort of like kind of crumbled at the same time. So the job, they were leaving, the program was leaving where it was, so the job was ending. And then at the same time, the marriage was falling apart. So literally in a month, I moved, got separated, and left the job. So it was a really difficult time.
Yeah.
So that's when I did a lot of the soul searching, and that's when I discovered law of attraction and manifestation. And I love listening to you talk about how it came to me, and that is a true story. I was falling asleep and I heard it, and I knew it was really important, and I didn't know why yet, but I knew it was important. So that's how I created it. So in my book that came out in November, I talk a lot about feeling like we are worthy. A lot of us have that, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve it. And that's a subconscious story that runs the show. I always say, do whatever you can to shift that first. So if it's going to therapy, if it's hiring a coach, if it's getting Reiki healing, whatever it is for you that resonates, do that first and learn what your subconscious patterns are. And there are people out there that will help you discover what they are.
Yes,
exactly. And I think a lot of people don't realize that a lot of these beliefs about not being good enough come to us like before the age of 7.
Mm-hmm.
So they're deep.
Very deep. And we don't even realize it. And it could be something that we would think as an adult would be so insignificant. But as a little child, you took it on so deeply and it registered in your subconscious. And that runs your life. And you don't even realize that's what's running your life. But if you look back on your life and you start to pick up on patterns, you'll start to notice those things.
Good point.
Absolutely. A lot of it is becoming self-aware.
Mm-hmm. Becoming self-aware. Yeah. Because everything, our world is a complete reflection of ourselves. So if you want to know, if you look at the world, because we could look at the world and we could see all the bad stuff, of course. If we focus on all the beautiful things on the world, that's always a reflection of what's going on inside of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's manifestation.
Yeah, it's so true. I urge people to read the book because I think it's so important. I think not feeling good about ourselves is such an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the people who do affirmations and vision boards and they think, well, I don't understand. I've done all the steps. Why is this not working? That's a big sign that you have some inner work to do.
A big sign. And an also big sign is, what's the first thing you say to yourself when you look in the mirror? That's a huge clue for you.
Ooh, that's a good one.
If you walk by a mirror and the first thing you say is, oh, my hair looks like crap, or oh, I put on some pounds, or oh, God, look at my skin. And I guarantee 95% of us, we criticize before we say anything else when we look in the mirror.
Right.
That's a big indicator of what's going on underneath.
Well, and the other thing is complaining, complaining might be too strong a word for it. It's become the mode of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody says, hey, how you doing? And then you immediately launch into, oh my God, you know, the dishwasher's broken and the kids are misbehaving and the cat's sick and blah. It's not, I found this great book that I'm reading and I've been walking every day, you know, and I think most people just go in that direction. And some of that is obviously the subconscious that we've been talking about. But I think that there's also this fear of, if you focus on the good, something bad's going to come get you.
Yeah. Like, when is the other shoe going to drop?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's just a training, because we do that. We complain. So you have a problem and then you think about it and then you talk to your friends about it. Maybe you talk to your family about it and then you keep talking about it and you keep talking about it. So you're all in that energy of it. So it's just retraining yourself to say, okay, I mentioned it once. That's it. I'm done. I don't need to talk about it anymore. You know, it's hard though. It's not easy. None of this stuff is easy.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it was Abraham Hicks that said, you can't talk about a problem and find the solution at the same time. Like you have to focus on the solution.
I love listening to the Abraham Hicks. I give myself a dose of that when I'm feeling out of the vortex, as she says.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And I like people to realize too, if something terrible happens to you, I'm not one of those people that says, oh, you can never. If you have a tragedy in your life or something terrible, you get a diagnosis or your marriage falls apart or God forbid you lose a child, you have every right to feel all those terrible emotions. The problem is we just don't want to live there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so important. So Melissa, in the intro, I touched on how the idea of Postcards to the Universe came to you.
Yeah.
Would you tell our audience about the book and what you want to teach people?
Oh, absolutely. So the book, the way I worked out the book is, everybody I'm sure who listens to your show knows, it's kind of like making a little vision board. So instead of doing a big vision board, I ask people and I help people create a manifesting postcard. So they'll take a postcard and we try to focus like on maybe one area of your life for that postcard and make it like a little mini vision board and either send it to me because I get them in the mail all the time, or people can in the workshops, they have to leave them with me. I say, take a picture. That is what you want to bring into your life. And what ends up happening is during the process of them creating, they're tapping into that it's creative energy, and the universe responds really well to creative energy. It's like we're like little kids, like with coloring books, you know, we get all into it.
Absolutely.
So when their manifestation becomes physical in their physical life, they'll share their story with me. And I intuitively photograph the postcard. So you'll have my photo of their postcard in their story. And I have 30 stories in the book. Mine is in there also. And I have it broken down into life themes. So there's career and abundance, there's money, there's health, and there's love. And then at the end of each chapter, I have writing exercises to kind of get clear on what it is that we actually want, because a lot of times we don't know what we want. We think we do.
Right.
You know, somebody will say, I want to be happy. And you'll say, okay, well, what does happy look like to you? And they have no idea. They just want the feeling of being happy. So to get really clear in that area, and then I give fun tips and games, manifesting games to play and things to kind of like tap into that to help us manifest in that area.
I love that.
Yeah. So like, thank you.
What a fun project to put together.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a great read and all of that, but what a fun project to do.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun doing it. And I get so excited when I get postcards in the mail. Like, you have no idea. I'm like a little kid. I get so excited when they come. And I love it because I always get these messages that, and I think I've joked before, like, you're never gonna believe it. Like that's the message I'll get. So like my next book, maybe Postcards to the Universe, you're never gonna believe it.
And at this point you're like, yes, I think I will believe it. Because anything's possible.
Anything is possible. I mean, there was a woman, one of the postcards in my story, she was married and she was having some issues in her, I'm gonna give you the quick version, in her relationship. So she did a postcard about letting go of a past relationship where she was really hurt. So she had a lot of trust issues with her in her life. And she felt it was starting to carry over into her marriage to her husband, who she adored. So she created a postcard around letting go, you know, forgiveness and letting go or whatever. The day she mailed me the postcard, the ex reached out to her on Facebook. And she hadn't heard from him in 15 years to apologize.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He had been carrying guilt 15 years. And she's like, you're never going to believe it. And I was like, yeah, because she cleared something energetically. So whoosh, it just opened up for her. So that's just an example of
such a great example of how powerful this is.
It's so powerful.
It really, really is. Like if you sort of sit back and take stock of it all. Mm-hmm. And sort of look over your lifetime and see where it's happened, whether it was conscious or unconscious, where it's come through. It's astounding.
It is. And mostly we're walking around unconsciously. I mean, yeah. We have so many thoughts in a day and we're not even aware of what we're thinking. So it's like a muscle. It's like if you work out your body to get strong, you know, you have to do it on a constant basis. So it's the same thing with your mind. You just have to retrain your mind to start to look at things differently. And I talk a big thing in there I talk about is gratitude. The fastest and most powerful way to manifest is to start to live in gratitude.
Oh yeah, that vibration is high. And Deb and I were just talking the other day about the fact that in our own business, we have to learn to celebrate even what seems like a small accomplishment and really just really notice those things and pay homage to them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Everything. It could be as simple as soon as you open your eyes, you know, thank you for giving me another day. Thank you for getting my feet to the bathroom, you know. Yeah. Some days it has to be like that. Some days if it's real tough, you just have to look for the tiniest way to be gratitude. But what I love is the more you do it, the more your brain starts to look for things to be grateful for.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, it's funny. My daughter is 28 and she just started a gratitude journal at the beginning of the year. And I have seen an amazing shift in her.
Wow. See?
Just in this short amount of time. Mm-hmm. And she sees it too. You know, things that used to really get to her at work or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's just kind of gliding through. And so, yeah, huge shifts.
Yeah, it's very powerful. I teach a workshop, a gratitude workshop, and I use photography as part of it. So I have people do a 30-day photography gratitude journal on their phone because we all have cameras on our phones now. So while you're out and out in your day, to look for things that bring you gratitude and take a photo of it and create like a photo gratitude journal.
What a fun idea.
Yeah, it's fun. And you start to look for stuff. You want to like take a picture of something. So you start looking around.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do that. I love that idea.
It's fun.
Of course, there'll be pictures of my cat.
That's cool. There'll be one every morning of your cute kitty. Yeah, it's true. I mean, all this stuff works. It really, really does work.
Yeah, it does. So you've also started what you call a global movement for manifestation. This sounds amazing. What is this and how can people get involved?
Well, what it is just going off of everything that we're talking about. So it's getting on shows like yours. It's having people creating postcards and sending them to me. It's having people share their stories. Because what happens is like you were saying about your daughter, right? So you notice just from her doing her gratitude journal, a shift. So what starts to happen is people will say to her, what are you doing? They'll feel that something's different, right?
Exactly.
And she'll say, oh, I just started this gratitude journal, you know, and it's really made me feel good. And that'll spark an idea. And somebody will say, I want what she has, right? I'm going to start a gratitude journal too. And it starts to be, it's contagious.
Yeah.
So that's how it becomes global. So in my little world, I can only affect the people that I'm in contact with every day. But what I hope is that the ripple effect, it keeps going. Because to shift the consciousness of the world, we just have to shift ourselves. And then other people will want, because everyone wants to feel good. That's what we all want. We want to be happy. We want to feel good. We want to be healthy. So when we're around somebody else who's high energy, we want to get some of that. So that's how, to me, that's what it means for me.
Yeah, I love that. When I left corporate after 20 years, almost 2 years ago now, it's funny. And Deb and I have talked about this before, but people who hadn't seen me in a while, when they saw me, they're like, you just look different. Because when you're in that different headspace and doing what you love and manifesting, you know, all the things you're passionate about, it totally changes you physically, I think, on a cellular level.
Mm-hmm. I totally believe that. Yeah. People who are grateful and happy and are living in their passion, they're attractive. Because everything about them is like on fire, you know, and you could just see it. So they sparkle. It's like you have your own little sparkle.
Oh, I love that. Spark is funny. Sparkle is one of my favorite words. I'm a word person. I love that. But that's one of the things Deb and I want to do too, is helping people find their passion. So we're so much aligned. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the show is because it's just so important. And I think so many people think it's, you know, woo-woo or whatever, but it really does work.
It really does. And I love having conversations. And I knew a big shift with me that happened over the last 5 years is I don't enjoy small talk anymore. You know, when you get to a party and everybody's talking and then people start gossiping and,
yeah, exactly.
You know, they're talking about, oh, you know, and everybody's focused on what you're wearing and how you look and all that stuff. And you realize when you start to like kind of take a step back and you're listening, how much we talk about superficial stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not, and I don't have interest anymore in that. Like, I like having these kind of conversations. These are the conversations exactly. I want.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's even, you know, I was thinking about back in the day, I used to love looking at the magazines that talked about the stars and whatever, and who's doing what. I've lost a lot of that. It's just, it's like in the last 10 years, that's just kind of gone off my radar, unless I'm getting my hair done and then that's all there is to read.
Of course. Listen, yeah, you don't want to give up all that stuff, right? That's living in the vortex.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, this is a question that I wasn't planning on asking, but I just remembered from reading some of the things you've put out. Wayne Dyer had a huge influence on you, and I wanted to see if you could talk a little bit about that.
So when I first discovered this, the first person I found was actually Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. So was my first, and I get goosebumps. I just love her. So learning about Louise and then Hay House brought me over to Wayne. I had heard of him, but I didn't really know exactly what he was about. So I just fell in love with listening to him. There was something about his voice and the way he talked, and I would watch his PBS specials. Do you remember when he would do the PBS specials?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I had the opportunity 2 years before he passed away to do, and this is before my book, to do a writing workshop with him. So he was here in Fort Lauderdale, part of Hay House. So Hay House came and they did their Hay House convention. So I went to that. And then the weekend after was the Wayne Dyer writing workshop. So I was so excited because I got to see him. Now I had already, I don't know what I was thinking. I had already a bunch of books. A lot of the stuff I was at this point were on audio because I love to listen to audio. So when I went, he was doing signings. He was signing stuff. And I didn't have a book because I had everything on like my phone, my iPod. So I ripped out a piece of paper and I just wrote on the top, postcards to the universe. That's it. And I brought that to him and he signed it. So it's in the foreword in my book. So part of my dedication was to him, that photo of just my note with his signature, because he was such an influence. I learned so much about manifestation and the law of attraction and what that really meant and what that looked like from listening to him. And it hangs on my wall. I see it every day. I keep it up.
Yeah. He's been such a huge influence on everyone. And I never got to meet him. And he was one of the people I always wanted to meet, but yeah, he did so much for everyone.
So much. And just being in his presence, like you just felt so good, you know, and he was funny. He was funny, you know, and what I loved about him, it was he was so real. I mean, he had a very difficult childhood and he could have went in a different way. And he took everything from that and it made him, and he talked about that, who he was. Mm-hmm. And he's still working from the other side. I ask him, I talk to him a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I was listening to an Abraham Hicks recording and he came through. Like somebody asked about Wayne Dyer and
they
kind of channeled him, and it was awesome.
Oh, I'm going to Google that because I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Melissa, this has been so fun. What's coming up for you in 2020?
Oh, so many exciting things. So the book came out in November, right? So late in 2019. And I just had my first book signing on 1/11.
Oh, so exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was really good. It was my very first one. We have an awesome independent bookstore in Miami called Books and Books, and they get authors from all over. It was so good. I did really well. I was proud of myself because I was super nervous. This is my first one. And so I'm going to do more of those. I'm going to have more book signings. And then I have my radio show. I have a radio show and it's Postcards to the Universe with Melissa. And it's on Wednesdays on the internet at 4 p.m. Eastern time on 1-2 Radio. I turn most of my shows, not all of them, into podcasts. So you can listen to them in podcasts. So I'm going to be doing more of that, traveling. I'm hoping to go out and do a podcast podcast in California in the summer, and I'm going to try to do a book signing out there. So it's right now, it's really talking about my book, marketing my book, getting people to create postcards, doing more workshops. I'm trying to figure out how to do an online workshop to have people make postcards.
Cool.
Because it's great doing it in person. I have all the cool stuff and doing it together, but to reach more people, I'd like to do something online. So I just haven't figured out, you know, how to lay it out and how to get it where it's really fun and people can get creative, and how we can do it on like a Zoom, kind of like a Zoom panel.
What a great idea.
Yeah, that'll be fun for people. Well, if you're ever traveling in this area, let us know.
I will. I would love to go. I'm dying to go to Massachusetts and Boston. I've never been there. That's one place I haven't been.
Come in the fall. It's so beautiful. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't want to come now. 3 degrees. No.
No. I know. I love the leaf. We don't have that down here. We have palm trees and lizards, so we don't have.
Yeah. That sounds good right about now, though.
Yeah. Well, not the lizards part.
Oh, they're everywhere. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, Melissa, where can people find you online?
So the best way to find me is I'm on all the social media. So Postcards to the Universe, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you could go to postcardstotheuniverse.com. And I have everything laid out. If you join and sign up for my newsletter, I send like a little manifesting, how to make a manifesting postcard as a free gift for people who join up for my newsletter. And you can contact me, email me. I'm always answering questions. You know, for anybody who wants to do that, I love getting them. My address is on there about where to send them. And then if you're interested, I would love people to buy the book, of course. There's links to Amazon or barnesandnoble.com, and you can order the book.
Excellent. And we will put all of that contact information in the show notes so everyone can find you.
Thank you. This has been fun.
This has been a blast. And I just think that this is such a fun project.
Thank you so much. Me too. I love doing it. I get a lot out of it for me. So it's a little selfish too. I get stuff out of it.
That's why you're supposed to be doing
it. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yes. Right?
Absolutely. So thank you again so much for joining us. Everybody, as always, you can hear the show on our website, thedivinebreadcrumb.com, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. If you like the show, please get in touch with us. Send us an email, drop a review, comment on our Facebook page. We love to hear from all of you. And definitely check out Melissa's site. It is just, it's just fun. And it all works. So hopefully everybody, you know, you learn something from this and you can just go with this. Carol, any last comments?
No, this has been a blast. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Oh, thank you both so much. I had such a great time.
Everybody, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.